Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Police responding.
I saw some officers with long guns headed into the school.
Police say a 15-year-old girl opened fire during study hall, killing one student and one teacher and leaving six other people wounded. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby trying to assure the public that the drones so many people say they've seen recently in the Northeast are not a national security threat.
These drones, these aircraft people are seeing are a mix of law enforcement drones, commercial drones, and hobbyists. We continue to see nothing that indicates a public safety risk.
He says the drones are being seen because it's getting darker earlier. Senior Russian general killed this morning by a bomb hidden in a scooter outside his apartment building in Moscow. A Ukrainian official says Ukraine's security service was responsible. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Authorities are moving on to next steps investigating yesterday's school shooting. A student and a teacher were killed at Abundant Life Christian School. Two are fighting for their lives while four are recovering. The 911 call came in just before 11 a.m. Shots rang out during study hall where there were students from multiple grades. Police Chief Sean Barnes.
A second grade student called 911 to report a shooting had occurred at school. Don't let that soak in for a minute. Our 911 dispatch communicators are trained to talk to children, but it makes my heart skip a beat.
Barnes says the first officer was on scene within 3 minutes and ran inside 1 minute later. Paramedics quickly followed, and officials say their fast action saved lives. They confirmed the shooter was 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow, who went by the name Samantha. Officials have been talking with her family. With such a senseless tragedy, the big question is why? Police got a search warrant to look through her home, but they ended up not even needing it because her family has fully cooperated with the investigation.
How does any 15-year-old get a hold of a gun? You know, you get into the philosophical question about guns and gun safety, something that we all should be talking to our loved ones about. That's something that will be a part of this investigation. We are certainly speaking and talking with the parents who are cooperating to determine if they were gun owners and if they had guns. But at this time, again, we're still talking with them. It's been a long conversation. We appreciate them.
Tonight, the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County is hosting a vigil at 6 o'clock at the state capitol. Madison schools went on as normal today, and Governor Tony Evers has ordered flags fly at half staff the rest of the week. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Thunder in Las Vegas for the NBA Cup Championship. Doc Rivers asked about the Thunder, one of the youngest teams in the league, featuring Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, against the Bucks, now one of the oldest.
They're good. I enjoy watching them play. Shai's one of my favorite players. I actually got to coach him in his rookie year. But and I joke about it. And all these young teams are flying around, and we're going to come in with our little canes and wheelchairs and play them.
College hoops, the Badgers' next game coming up Sunday when they host Detroit Mercy. Wisconsin dropped out of the AP top 25 rankings after losing three straight last week, but beat Butler over the weekend.
Much happier locker room than we've had the last three games, and I think these guys really have earned it. And obviously, when you play really good teams, you're going to have adversity, and how you respond to that and how you use those experiences to grow, I think, tells us a lot about the character of the young men in our locker room, and I couldn't be happier for them.
That's Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. Our high right around 35 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow possible. Around an inch of accumulation. Our low 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 29 with more snow on the way late Wednesday night through much of Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Terry Barr from Civic Media. She is the genie of just about everything will be joining us. We'll talk to the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County about their latest adoption event. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Now seeing a whole number of CEOs go down to Mar-a-Lago to have dinner with the president. We have a number of big companies that are now contributing to his inaugural event. Historically have never contributed before. So Facebook had never contributed before, for example, or Meta, I should say, and others. What do you make of that?
I think the word kowtowing comes from everybody going to the emperor in China and kowtowing, and indeed, I think that's what you're seeing.
Yep, Walter Isaacson with Andrew Ross Sorkin real quick.
I think in a broader sense, one of the things that could be a problem for the administration and has been around the world when you have very strong leadership is this whiff, not of corruption may be too much to say, but the whiff of kowtowing and payoffs, the notion that he might get his hotel back in Washington and everybody will have to stay there, or that people join Mar-a-Lago. I think that could turn people off a lot, but I think you're seeing that these companies, Tim Cook is down there showing them the new foldable phone. That's understandable, but it's clearly a lot of kowtowing going on.
Yeah. Welcome to the non-kowtowing version of the resistance.
I did not know that's where the word kowtow came from.
I did not either. That's an interesting fascistic fun fact.
Well,
this is the non-ring kissing, the non-knee bending portion of the resistance. This is the voice of the resistance. Oh, look, someone has that cover with me on it, calling me the voice of the resistance. Why? Oh, look, it's the magical Donna Halper, media historian who just happened to have the cover magazine. Donna, I'm so excited to have you on. I've heard you on Bob Seska, and I swear you had DM'd me, and I said, oh my God, you know, let's get you on the show. And then you said all these very nice things about me on Bob Seska's interview show this week, and I'm like, I swear I invited you before you said nice things.
I'm sure that's how it happened.
Exactly.
But you are so perfect for this moment. I loved your interview with Bob. Just, you know, as a media historian, you know, my favorite question, I don't know if you remember Bob asked you, he said, is the pendulum going to swing back? Do we have a pendulum anymore? Is the pendulum broken?
It's for sale. They're like selling it to people at Mar-a-Lago. So, you know, can we get our pendulum back?
I mean, we've talked, obviously, about, you've written extensively about just this, to me, the number one reason for this election, the disinformation, and how much, you know, bigger the right-wing megaphone is, which you talk about a lot as a media historian. But, I mean...
And as a broadcaster. I mean, I spent 4 decades in the industry, and I saw this coming, and I begged people to do something about it. I've been begging people to do something about it since 1987.
I know. I know. And I just, this is the latest one. Poor Daniel Dale. Yeah. CNN's Daniel Dale.
Oh, my God. His head's going to explode.
I'm surprised he's not just blood spatter at this point. But just yesterday, I mean, Jody said, like, we're not playing any of his sound anymore.
No.
And Daniel Dale, it's all lies, Donna. It was all lies during the election. It's all lies now. So, of course, you know, CNN felt like they had to go through it one by one. It's just all completely egregious lies.
Well, what really irritated me was he gives this press conference yesterday. And he holds forth with the, I mean, he was playing his greatest hits, okay? It was the same thing you always heard. And how do people report about it? But at least he gave a press conference, which Biden never did.
Oh,
like, that's really the number one headline, that like, he gave a press conference. You know, thank you, sir, for giving a press conference.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, this piece was so on point, Donna, and yet so depressing. You said what Joe Biden couldn't do and why it mattered. And you talked about being in your car listening to President Biden's speech about Syria and thought it was pretty good. Then you said, I saw it on TV, and you said whether I was supposed to or not, I felt bad for him. And you were talking about the famous Kennedy-Nixon debate, where people who saw the debate on TV said Kennedy clearly won. People who heard it on the radio said Nixon won. But we are just in this age now where, depressing as it is, as you said, they want the Trump show. They want an entertainer.
They want professional wrestling. They want bread and circuses. And I really wonder if his followers, who think that he is the greatest thing since sliced bread, I wonder if they've thought about the implications of some of his policies, because it's going to come down on them. And here's the problem. They will then be told by the right-wing media, oh, this is all because of the liberals. And I'm sitting there going, no, it's kind of not all because of the liberals. But if you hear the same thing over and over and over, I mentioned when I was on with Bob, I have a friend who lives in Tennessee, God bless her, and I jokingly refer to her as my right-wing fact check, because she is in that world where that's all she hears.
Right.
And she's quoting me back things that liberals believe, and I'm sitting there like, I don't know anyone who believes
those. You're like, no.
Did you hear Kamala run on any of this stuff?
No. That's what I mean. It's not about what actually is. It's what people perceived was, you know, from this massive right-wing disinformation chamber that then, you know, leads the regular media by the nose. And so they're reacting to right-wing talking points rather than,
absolutely.
I mean, I just saw, what was it called? The Red One with The Rock. It's the Santa movie.
It was good.
And after I read your piece, Donna, I'm like, well, The Rock's going to have to be our next president.
And there you are.
And ironically,
it's not about running for president. You're entertaining. I mean, you could do this.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Look into her closets or
fart jokes. No, that's what we need. Yeah. But you made the point down in your piece. Joe Biden's not a television president. He's always been an awkward speaker, prone to gaffes, has a tendency to say the wrong thing even when he knows the topic and knows what he's trying to say. You say Trump has a background in the entertainment industry, a larger-than-life persona he's utilized for years. Biden is neither an entertainer nor a performer. Silly me. That wasn't what I was ever looking for in a president. But right. You said he's an old school politician trying to fit into an era where policy positions don't seem to matter and constructing and citing image is everything. Oh, this is so depressing and on point, Donna. You said that's why I was one of the folks who believed Biden should not have run for reelection. I know he had some very important accomplishments, and I know he wanted to run on them, which I can understand, right? And you said, fairly or not, it's in a visual media universe, he just looked old. It wasn't his chronological age. Since perception is reality, what people perceived was that he wasn't up to the task. And boy, the media was happy to help, right?
Yep.
I mean, could we have one more story about Biden's old, the economy's bad, Biden's old, the economy's bad?
Well, you know what else really just toasts me is the fact that Mitch McConnell has something wrong where he falls, his face freezes, all this other, nothing. But Joe Biden made a gaffe. He's old.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are these two things different? Why is right. McConnell, well, we're not going to talk about that, but Biden, oh my God, the guy's old.
And unfortunately, to mention debates, as you did in Kennedy-Nixon, that debate performance played right into the already, you know, set in stone narrative that the media had written, right?
And you've had so many people on your show that have interacted with him, that have engaged with him. I know people that have worked with the man. I have a lot of journalist friends, just like you do. They all said the same thing. When you are in a room with him and you're talking policy, the guy is sharp as a tack. Oh, wait, he's not the greatest speaker, but he knows his stuff. Today, it doesn't matter if you know your stuff. As long as you can create an entertaining show, you can get people interested in your campaign. I found that profoundly disappointing.
Me too. I mean, it's just sad. You said, I loved how you ended this, Donna. You said, I wish I had a time machine that could transport Joe Biden back to the 70s or 80s, back when policies and accomplishments were what voters cared about. You said, while I sincerely believe Joe Biden got a lot done, deserves our thanks, what we needed him to do was something that wasn't within his skill set. So here we are, awaiting the next episode of The Trump Show, not knowing what might come next, but his supporters aren't worried. They're sure whatever happens, it's guaranteed to be entertaining. I mean, man.
And look at this. You've been talking about all of the people. I made a list and checked it twice. All the people that have gone down to Mar-a-Lago to bend the knee. People you wouldn't even expect. But hey, they want to be part of it. They want to be like, you know, he's on my side. I'm on his side. How is that good for democracy?
It's not, Donna. And it's like I said on Q yesterday with ABC being the latest to capitulate. Here he comes threatening CBS for editing the editing of the Kamala interview. Yes. Bob
and
Woodward.
Going after Ann Seltzer
for a poll.
A poll.
I mean, and the point is, we can legally go, that's nonsense, and he's not going to win any of those. That's not the point. It's to threaten people. It's to bully them. It's to preempt any bad coverage of him. It's to scare people financially.
And to create self-censorship, to create people thinking, oh, my God, if I say this, even if it's true, I'll get sued, and my corporate overlords don't want to invest money, so I better just...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the latest out here, Ann, is the L.A. Times. L.A. Times owner and the newspapers, the tension is growing between him. You know, our resistance hero, Harry Lipman, just resigned his column saying, I'm not going to, you know, be a party to this. But the tension is apparently growing after demands that the editorial board get this, Ann, quote, take a break from writing about Trump, an odd request about an incoming president. His meddling has become more pervasive than previously realized, including taking a more active role in dictating the paper's editorial columns and actively thwarting the publication of those critical of Trump. I mean, that's not journalism. That's not free speech. It's not just spiking the endorsement of Kamala Harris, right?
And we're seeing more of this rather than less. And the more it spirals, the more journalists are afraid to report, and the more my friends on the right keep hearing the media can't be trusted. What they're really saying is any media that is critical of dear leader can't be trusted because everyone should be enthused.
And that's why I swear it's the worst business move ever for Joe and Mika on the only liberal channel to go bend the knee to Trump and to not see the blowback and that they were going to lose half their audience. I mean, as you've said, Donna, for years, there is a market. You know, we're proving it at 20 years in here. Bob Seska's proven it. You know, there's a constellation of progressive, you know, voices that
go back to you when you were on the Jones Radio Network.
Right. Wow.
Glenn Jones.
Yes.
Remember Glenn. But that's my point. Why is it that when a progressive talk show host is entertaining and informative, they don't get the support out there? And I'm not talking about your wonderful listeners, okay? I've been a listener of yours as well as a fan for like decades, okay? And I've trained talk show hosts, okay? I was a consultant for almost 3 decades. So I know a good talk show host. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on your show. I've said it before. But my point is, when you get out and do the things you do, Why isn't there more support for infrastructure to bring more of you or more people who are doing what you do?
Right.
Unfortunately,
and there are. Right, that's what I was saying. And all of the people that were radio professionals that started at this, like, you know, Randy Rhodes and Tom Hartman and et cetera, are still doing it successfully, as are we. So, yeah.
And now 95% of talk radio is conservative. You can't tell me that that's because that's what the people want. And yet, that's what they're getting relentlessly. And if you get something over and over, you start thinking it's the norm.
Yeah. But, you know, as you know, Donna, better than anyone as a media historian, the information environment, is that what we call it, is splintering into other things, obviously, right? Like podcasts and YouTube. So there's also, like Bob Seska, there's, you know, we keep Daily Beans, Midas Touch, we keep talking about all the successful podcasts, you know, that they're not necessarily traditional radio shows, but they are podcasts. But you're right, you know, wealthy liberals should look and go, you know, Daily Beans just broke the top 10. You know, Bob Seska is very successful, you know, on and on. Talk about the people that are doing this very successfully. They may be in different forms because traditional radio doesn't support it, you know.
But traditional radio is still part of the mix. I talked about this with Bob Seska. If you are a radio person, you don't necessarily dominate the way radio did years ago, but that doesn't mean you don't have any listeners. You have listeners, and that form of media is still in the mix.
Oh, so, Donna, 6 million, who's counting? Anyway.
six million.
We have had to splinter into a million different pieces.
To stay alive.
Exactly.
Yeah. Did you start as a radio DJ like I did? Did I hear that?
I certainly did.
What kind of DJ?
You were on in Rochester, were you not?
Yeah, WCMF, Sister Sleaze, Brother Weeze, Morning Circus, everybody.
And I was the first woman in the history of Northeastern University to ever be on the radio.
Wow.
And, I was inducted into the Mass Broadcasters Hall of Fame last year.
Wow. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Oh, I have a ba-ba-ba. That's a Buffalo Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
A ba-ba-ba. Do you have a ba-ba?
But yeah, I started in college radio, and then I went over to, eventually to WMMS in Cleveland, where I discovered a little Canadian rock band. That's
WMMS
rock and roll.
Legendary.
I've done rock and roll and Top 40. What did you do? Everybody.
I did all of them. Yeah. You name it. When there's a job, come on, we're radio people.
Right.
There's a job, you take it.
Exactly.
You know? My first the big bucks anyway. Yeah.
I did all classic rock before I went to Hot 97, which was like
Howard Stern. I worked for Howard before Howard was famous.
Yeah. Hot 97 was Top 40. I once said to the GM, I was like, oh, are they different songs? I thought it was all one song.
But
a job, I'm like, yeah, I love this music.
My first job in radio was in country music. I had no knowledge of country at all. I just wanted to be on the radio. That's what I did.
Absolutely.
We're all mercenary whores. Yeah. All right. Donna, come back again anytime.
Yes.
I know.
Thank you for having me.
It's been overdue.
That's
so thank
right.
you so much, and keep fighting that good fight. There she goes.
Yay, thank
All
you,
right.
Donna.
She's a Rush fan like Bob, and we had to point out the band, not the
right,
not the blowhard.
Right,
not right.
Guy.
Yeah.
No. WMMS is that's legendary.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah.
22 minutes after the hour, everybody. This portion of the show.
Good morning, everybody.
This portion of the show brought to you by... hey, did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrated the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech. Hey, remember that? Freedom of the press, remember that? Ah, freedom from religion, yikes. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation giving you a reason to celebrate even more from now through December 31st. Join FFRF for 50% off the membership. That's only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF, leading the fight, they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. Don't wait. 50% off deal only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today or text my last name Miller to 511-511. Join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
A
Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need Simply Safe now, and right now you can save 50% on a new Simply Safe system, their biggest deal of the year. Unlike traditional security systems that only kick in after someone is already inside your home, with Simply Safe Active Guard outdoor protection, monitor agents can prevent crime before it starts, seeing and speaking to suspicious individuals in real time and requesting 911 dispatch before they even reach your door. With no long-term contracts and professional monitoring plans starting at $1 a day, it's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Head on over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That is simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Remember, there is no safe like Simply Safe.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Hi, this is Gordy Young from the John and Gordy Morning Show. Dane County Humane Society believes that pets make wonderful gifts for those that are ready to welcome a new family member. Before gifting a pet, Dane County Humane Society suggests having a conversation with a recipient. They might prefer the joy of personally finding their new best friend. You can ask to be a part of the process or offer toys, treats, and other supplies the pet will need. Learn more at giftshelter.org.
The John and Gordy Show.
They drank coffee all day and into the night. Coffee and cigarettes. Yeah. You know, the Winstons were going and blue haze in the house.
That's what we did
the
for
way
fun.
It was. Yep.
Before cell phones. And he said, well, yeah, you smoke, right? I said, yeah. But that's what we did with our hands at the time. Now we just hold phones.
Yeah.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Sue in Rockville. I love that Krista has moved you to Rockford, Illinois, but I know you're in Rockville. Hello.
Yes. By the way, Donna Helper was great.
Yeah, she's
and
great.
And Peter remembers her from a long time ago from the Cleveland area, so he was really happy to hear her, too.
Yeah.
I hope she comes back.
She will.
But listen, I just want to say Robert Reich, as always, perfectly nails it. This is the problem. ABC is owned by Disney. Disney is a $205 billion corporation. So a $15 million penalty is chicken feed for them.
So we understand why they did what they did. But the cowardice of George Stephanopoulos not to stand up with a tiny bit of journalistic integrity and quit and protest and say, I have nothing to apologize for. I was quoting a judge. I was completely right. He is a rapist, you know, and quit his job would have been a nice little add-on. But yeah, he's a coward.
I don't know. I have a hard time, you know, I have a hard time judging people for that choice or not. 29 minutes after the hour. Charlie Pierce next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Officials are working to ensure schools are safe going forward after the tragedy in Madison yesterday. Trish Kilpin, director of the Wisconsin Office of School Safety, says they've gotten more tips about school threats since the shooting.
It is true that in light of school shootings, we also see an uptick, a contagion effect of other school threats. In SUSO, SUSO is our Speak Up, Speak Out Wisconsin tip line where people can report concerns. We have seen an increase in planned school attack tips. Often after an incident such as that happened here in Madison, people start to think about, I should have reported this. I have knowledge that someone could be planning a school attack, and they need to have a place to report that. So we encourage the community at large, students and families, to report to SUSO or their local law enforcement or local school officials if they have concerns that somebody is planning a school attack.
Before the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School, there had been a threat to the Green Bay Area School District. They believed it was not credible, but they still had extra police at their schools yesterday. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Anyone who makes a call or threat to a school, we will investigate that. And if you're found to be the person to make that call, you will be arrested.
The Office of School Safety has all kinds of resources available to Wisconsin schools, public, private, doesn't matter. They have guidance on what to do if parents or staff are worried about a student, how to talk to kids about making false threats, and actually the majority of the tips they get are to report bullying. That Speak Up, Speak Out tip line within the Wisconsin Department of Justice has gotten more than 350 tips since it began in 2020. You can submit one online or you can call their hotline. Officials say never brush off a potential threat. For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. Our high right around 35 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow possible. Around an inch of accumulation. Our low 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 29 with more snow on the way late Wednesday night through much of Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome nationally syndicated Tribune Media columnist and comedian Greg Schwemm and marketing director of the Marinette Community Rec Center, Sean Katzbach, joins the show to talk about the STEAM concert.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Campaign.
Look, it's also been an incredible honor to serve with someone of immense character, as she demonstrated through her entire career, Kamala Harris. I knew what I was doing asking her to be my vice president. I knew her. I knew of her. I knew about her. I knew her record. I trusted her. She always served this country with purpose and integrity, and she always will. And you're not going anywhere, kid, because we're not going to let you go. Not going anywhere.
Kamala Harris.
Our spirit is not defeated. We are not defeated. Let's be clear about that. We are strong. We are clear about why we are in this. You're willing to put in the hard work. And that work must continue.
I love her so much. Is it wrong I turn into Holly Hunter every time I see her on TV now?
Holly Hunter from Raising Arizona.
I love her so much. Get the huggies. And then when Joe Biden calls her kid.
Well, comparatively.
Well.
Oh, we effed up so badly. Okay, let's talk.
There's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Pierce. Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always
laughing
with
me? Hi, Charlie. Oh, no, not Santa Buddha. Come on.
Uh-huh. Oh, are you kidding? My last appearance before the holidays.
That's true.
And they will not steal my joy of Christmas.
There you go.
There you go, buddy.
Not going to steal your joy or Ketanji Brown Jackson. Screw you,
no,
people.
No, what is that all about? You know, they are such miserable human beings.
I know. You know what? I'm going to tweet a picture. I went out to brunch with a bunch of my best friends. Like, do what you need to do to feed your soul. And if Ketanji Brown Jackson wants to be in a Broadway show, screw you. Go find your own joy. What's wrong with
really?
These people?
I've got a lifetime appointment, bitches.
Exactly.
This is my black job, bitches.
There you go.
So, Charlie, speaking of the Supreme Court, you wrote a piece. Looks like there's one thing the Supreme Court won't do for Donald Trump, and you talked about them slapping down this gag order thing. You said President-elect has tried to lift the gag order imposed by Judge Mershon in regard to his 34-count felony fraud conviction. He's also trying to get the conviction itself overturned. He's had his allies pestering the Supreme Court, which now seems to be telling him to shut the hell up on this question anyway. So we had good news yesterday, and Judge Mershon refused to dismiss the case. I don't know what your bet is, you know, once that goes to the Supreme Court.
Obviously, he's going to appeal it. Plus, he's got about 11 million other causes of action, you know, aimed at overturning this conviction.
Yeah, but at least yesterday was a good day.
I think the funniest one, to be honest with you, is I won the election, therefore I'm innocent.
Yes, that's what I said. It's like when we played tag, like, oh, safe, I'm at home base.
Not it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens when it goes up to the Supreme Court. But, you know, I'll take every victory I can get. I loved your line that you said the Supreme Court has better things to do, like rolling back the 20th century. That's true.
They've got a big job ahead of them. They can't be pestered by this stuff.
Yeah, this is small ball. Also, my favorite part of your piece, you said they finally found a job for J.D. Vance. He will be the escort for a guy who just walked for killing a homeless man with a chokehold because the man was yelling too loudly in the subway. Yeah, that's the only job I've seen J.D. Vance do in the last. Mm-hmm.
Well,
long.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the roster of people that were in the president's luxury suite at the Army-Navy game, there was this guy Kelly, who got off.
Yeah.
Vance, Dave Portnoy. From Barstool.
Yeah.
And the president-elect.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you said, so Penny now joins Kyle Rittenhouse on the roster of acquitted Republican celebrity killers. I mean, it's just, I don't even, I'm running out of words how to, you know, the people that they celebrate on their side, it's just, and the fact that, I'm sorry, you can't ignore that this was a black homeless guy. Who, you know, every bystander said, stop, you're killing him. He didn't even touch anybody.
No, he yelled. He made people feel uncomfortable.
Right.
Which apparently is now a death penalty offense.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Charlie, you asked us, you had the audacity to ask us, did we watch the Trump press conference?
No.
To which Jody and I said... We watch clips. That was all we could
say. I read clips. I don't watch them.
But I mean, we were saying, I obviously we've just seen ABC capitulate. God bless Daniel Dale is still trying to fact check. But I keep saying this, Charlie, how do you fact check just a solid wall of lies? He tried yesterday.
You do it the way Daniel Dale was, which was opening up your segment by saying everything he said was a lie.
Yes, yes. Right. He said, including a dangerous rant that wasn't really a claim. He said there was a lengthy chunk about autism and vaccines, that it was dangerous. The one reporter said, do you think schools should mandate vaccines? Trump said, I don't like mandates. I'm not a big mandate person. And then he, again, with this autism, this link, Daniel Dale said there's no link between vaccines and autism. This notion has been discredited by study after study over decades. The idea that there's some connection came from a thoroughly discredited, in fact, scandalous, fraudulently altered study in the 1990s that should be just ignored, dismissed because it was fraudulent. I mean, so we go on to tariffs. He said under his first presidency, we took in hundreds of billions of dollars from China. That money was paid by Americans. It is American importers who pay the tariffs, not Chinese exporters. Many of those importers pass along the cost to U.S. consumers. How many times can he repeat the same lie?
He doesn't know how tariffs work.
Right.
They're central to his entire economic philosophy, you know, such as it is. It's a rag bag, really.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know how they work.
Yeah. But just to spare everybody that horrible face and voice, he said there was no inflation under his own presidency. There was 8% cumulative inflation during his presidency, not nothing. He said Europe has lower mortality than U.S. mortality because they don't use pesticides. Europe uses hundreds of thousands of tons of pesticides every year.
That's a new one. Somebody told him that
right.
In the last 10 days. Probably
right.
Robert Kennedy. And it's stuck in the slushy part of his brain.
Right. He said there were no wars, period, in the world during his presidency. That is simply not true. Daniel Dale writes, it's a rewriting of history. There were active armed conflicts in about 50 states in 2020. This idea that the world was at peace left by Donald Trump is simply not true.
You mentioned this earlier, and I think that the real takeaway from that press conference was that he's now, you know, patting the media on the head and telling them what good little children they are.
Yeah.
That almost made me sick.
That should make any real journalist like you sick. I knew it would. You know, just him going, oh, I think we've tamed them a little bit. Like, oh, they're a lot nicer. Oh, everyone wants to be my friend now.
He is suing the Des Moines Register over an outlier poll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
And the Des Moines Register is going to have to spend God alone knows how much money defending themselves against this.
What was that line I read, Jody? What did he say yesterday? It was not just the we've tamed them. He said some other thing like that. The media's got to be.
Yeah. Put down or something.
Like connected.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, it must be connected.
The media is almost as corrupt as our elections are.
Yes,
right.
That's it.
I'll find it in my dumpster. Yes.
God, his rage and his you know, desire for revenge are like that fire pit in Turkmenistan that's been burning since 1979.
You know, I'm seeing as you're sitting there in Massachusetts with the home of Professor Senator Warren. There's one fresh horror every, like, hour almost, isn't there? Trump and his advisors are considering plans to weaken or abolish altogether top bank regulators, including the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
That's a great idea.
And the, Okay. The new Elon Musk doge. Has asked nominees under consideration to head the FDIC and OCC if the bank watchdogs could be eliminated and have their functions absorbed by the Treasury Department, which is set to be run by, wait for it, a billionaire hedge fund manager and crypto enthusiast. I mean, this is not just a kleptocracy, it's an oligarchy. I don't know if you watched Rachel last night, but it's just, we covered the whole, like, they're going to get rid of crash reporting. Because all of the cars that crash are Teslas, so they're just going to get rid of that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's a combination of all the war. You know, the old cliche about how democracy is the worst form of government, except for all the others.
Right.
we're getting all the others.
Right.
We're getting oligarchy, kakistocracy, you know, kleptocracy, authoritarianism, fascism.
Yeah. Okay. And I understand. I understand that people
into
don't.
The full pile of government.
Yeah.
And I just, I guess they don't really care about the whole, you know. CNN busts Trump's for hiring record number of immigrants while campaigning on deportation. I guess the cult doesn't care about his hypocrisy. In 2024, the Trump Organization businesses were approved to hire 209 foreign guest workers. That's nearly double from the number a decade ago. It's the highest number for Trump businesses we have for any year on record. Elon Musk has also made use of employing foreign workers. I mean, of course it's going to be not for, you know, for thee, not for me, right?
Yeah, I mean, Elon Musk is just using that as a bridge to the eventual slave labor.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got that little bit of South Africa still working in him.
Yeah, right.
Yes. He's got the apartheid gene.
Mm-hmm. He's also got his mom going out and speaking for him, like doing his talking for him a lot lately.
With J.D. Vance's mommy, too? Or
yeah.
Just, yeah. Or no, and Pete Hegseth, I'm sorry.
Pete Hegseth's mommy? Yeah. No, Vance's mother wants a statue put up.
Right.
In his hometown.
Yep.
Yeah. Aye, aye, aye. So, you
he hasn't done anything yet.
No,
he escorted an acquitted murderer to a football game.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Yeah. Can I just say, because you're a Supreme Court watcher and a girl watcher, as you know, but some of these
watching
cases.
Watching girls go by.
Yeah.
My.
Yes.
I'm a girl watcher.
Just there's one, like, more chilling case than the next for all the people that told us to calm down. They're never going to, you know, overturn Roe v. Wade because they have to fundraise on it. This is in an abortion suit. Far-right attorney general, this is in Texas, of course, last week sued a New York doctor for prescribing abortion pills to a woman in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Lisa Rubin said, what's so chilling about Ken Paxton's lawsuit against a New York OBGYN is how it likely came to be through a patient's boyfriend with an apparent your body, my choice vendetta. So,
what's really chilling is that Ken Paxton has any effect on national policy whatsoever.
Yeah.
But, Texas is the largest petri dish of bad ideas that we have.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here's another, just because, what do we say when we have...
You will not steal my joy.
That's right.
When we have Glenn Kirshner on, we're like, justice matters. But does it?
Does it?
I mean...
Does it have to? This week? No.
I mean, I think we have yet to see what guardrails, if any, there will be, or what checks and balances, or blah, blah, blah. I mean, of course, Steve Bannon said Trump should pursue a third term, right? Bannon is not alone. Others, including Trump himself, have floated the idea of a third term. Bannon said it doesn't actually say consecutive. I don't know. Maybe we do it again in 28. Are you guys down for that? Trump 28. I mean, I just think, like, all of the things that we say, like, oh, he can't do that, or that won't happen, or blah, you know, who knows, right, where we are?
No, I mean, I gave up. In fact, I actually wrote this, as I recall. I gave up on the phrase, he would never do that, sometime in 2016.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, because he will. He'll try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, is there any doubt that if the states had actually followed the Constitution and banned him from the ballot in this election, that he would have run anyway and probably won?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know.
He certainly would have won the nomination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because nobody would have been able to run against him on it.
I feel like you were clinching on to Santa Buddha to within an inch of your life. You were just gripping.
Because you will not steal my joy.
All right. Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. We'll see you next year.
God rest you, Merry Gentle Mooks.
Yes.
Thank you, Charlie.
Bye, Charlie. Happy holidays.
48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by FFRF. Freedom from Religion Foundation. No, don't abbreviate.
No? Okay.
December 15th was Bill of Rights Day, mister. Today we celebrated the freedoms that define us, freedom of speech, freedom of the press. Called them close. Freedom from Religion. Yeah. This year, the Freedom from Religion Foundation giving you a reason to celebrate even more. Now through December 31st, you can join FFRF. Sure. For 50% off membership, that's only $20, right? Mm-hmm. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You get their newspaper-free thought today, advocacy, satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. Don't wait. This 50% off deal only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511, and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Could you turn that racket down? I'm trying to iron in here.
Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And now you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction, there's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com, and for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. One more time, that is credomobile.com. The code is STEPH25.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Following up our report on states which have passed a Voting Rights Act comes an authorization to collect signatures for the Ohio Voters Bill of Rights, protecting voters from suppression tactics and implementing reforms like automatic voter registration. The state of Ohio tried to reject it. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost twice objected to the title of the measure, tactically delaying the measure beginning in early 2024 so it couldn't make the November ballot. October 30th, the Ohio Supreme Court ruled that the AG did not have the authority to reject it on the basis of its title. Then in mid-November, the Ohio Ballot Board, headed by Secretary of State Frank LaRose, approved the measure to collect signatures. If passed, the constitutional measure, similar to Michigan's 2022 initiative, would enshrine Ohio voters' right to vote early in person, by mail, or on election day, and to do so without intimidation or harassment. It allows voter registration online, at the DMV, and on election day. It gives municipalities flexibility to expand polling locations and use drop boxes, and directs that state government and the courts should defer to supporting voters' rights. Given the state's derailment of November's citizen-led redistricting commission, expect more state-sponsored shenanigans before voters weigh in. We have the full text of the Ohio Voters Bill of Rights at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Stephanie Miller.
Are you okay?
She's not.
Not really.
She's not well at all.
Yeah.
Watching you guys during the commercials.
Can I have some nostalgia music? I want to go back to a happier time. Look, who found their favorite book, Carol Burnett's children's book. Do you remember this, What I Want to Be When I Grow Up?
I have that book.
Look, she's a girl wearing lots of different hats.
She's even president.
What I Want to Be? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm guessing one of the things was not a school shooter.
No, back one's then. President.
Remember when we used to watch Carol Burnett's show every Saturday and everybody's pretty much nice to each other, like Carol Burnett.
Barbie was all those things in the Barbie movie.
And her daughter, Jodie Hamilton. Can I just say that's what the movie, what you call it, was about? What's that called? Red One, with The Rock and Dream.
You're not
going to
shut up about this movie, are you?
It was good.
You know what? Even though they didn't mention Trump or politics, it's kind of what we always talk about, just how mean everybody's gotten. Like, that, you know, the joke is that everybody's on the naughty, and more people than ever are on the naughty list.
Okay.
But they did all these scenes of just people being awful, which is what we, which I swear to God, I just feel like Trump enabled this kind of horrible behavior everywhere, you know, racist, sexist, homophobic, you name it. Just anyway. But my point is, we're going to have to run The Rock for president. He was great in the movie. Maybe Chris Evans.
Wasn't he?
Captain America can be his vice president. Listen, I understand what Donna Helper's saying. I guess we need an entertainer.
I mentioned The Rock on Threads, and I was blamed for mentioning him because apparently he was problematic during the last election.
I don't remember.
How was he problematic?
I don't care anymore. I've lost the will to live. No, I haven't. But you know why? Because I have love. I'm trying, by the way, I love and appreciate every single one of your letters. I'm trying to get to all of them because everybody's going through something. And I gotcha, and I feel you. This is Vincent. Steph, I spent over 20 years serving my country. I'm U.S. Army retired. I'm very depressed after the Greatest Generation fought and died defeating the fascists in World War II, me protecting the country I love, and now I'm a 72-year-old soldier. I gave my body and soul to the protection of my country. I now have Parkinson's. I'm 70% disabled. I feel these same friends and neighbors have stabbed me in the back by giving the country I served over to a fascist without a fight. I believe they owe all veterans an apology. Thanks for keeping me sane. Vincent, U.S. Army retired. Thank you, Vince. Thank you for your service. One more. This is Jella. Said, Steph, I want to thank you for keeping me sane all these months, especially the horrible election week. I honestly didn't think this result was possible. Unfortunately, I overestimated the intelligence of the people of this country. I am terrified about the future, my children and grandchildren, especially one of whom is LGBTQ. Please continue what you do. Humor definitely helps. I especially need you here in Florida, where we're extra effed. Looking to at least move to a blue state. I love you and all your mooks and guests. Listeners since 2004, love you all. Jella. Thanks, Jella. Down there in Florida. Ken in Wisconsin. Hi, Ken. Welcome.
Hey, Stephanie. I've been on hold for about 20 years waiting to call you since your very first show at the Barrymore.
Wow. Yeah. Well, thanks for holding.
Right? By the morning radio show.
By the way, Ken, this is why this Madison shooting just hits me where it hurts, because you know how much I love Madison. It feels like my second hometown, you know?
You've been there many times.
Yeah.
Well, and that school is about a mile from where I live, and I just found out this morning, it's hard for me to talk about, an old high school friend of mine is actually the pastor of the church.
Oh.
That's associated with that school.
Yeah.
So it's beyond heartbreaking.
Yeah.
So school shootings kind of break me up like nothing else.
Yeah.
On a happier note, I wanted to let you know, back at the Barrymore 20-something years ago, I was the first person drinking at 7:30 in the morning.
Good for you.
Wow.
You know what? Someone's got to be a leader in every situation. And
that's right.
We were like, who just cracked a beer at 8 o'clock?
It was a beautiful day. I remember the show. Yeah, I saw your first sexy liberal there as well. But I really wanted to call in. I know a lot of people are trying to figure out a way not to say his name.
Yes.
So I'm trying to popularize the term Felon 47.
All right.
Incoming president, Felon 47.
We got a hard break here, and we got Steve Marmel next. Felon 47. I like it. Let's do it.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Trigvi Olsen in the guest host chair. And if I make it back in time, I'll join you live as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Quiet down. Here she comes.
Surprise!
guys, your accountant just emailed to say your quarterly taxes are way higher than you were expecting.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Also, your favorite employee is leaving. They're going to pursue their dream of being a veterinarian.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Madison, Wisconsin, still looking for a motive in the school shooting that left a student and teacher dead. Investigators say a 15-year-old girl was responsible. She later took her own life. In New York, alleged serial killer Rex Heuermann is being charged with a seventh murder. A woman whose remains were found in two separate locations on Long Island 24 years ago, says ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Valerie Mack was identified through DNA. Prosecutors were able to finally identify her. Heuermann was named a suspect in her death back in June. Now they've been able to formally connect him, they say.
Like the other women Heuermann is accused of killing, Valerie Mack was a sex worker. Heuermann remains behind bars. Negotiators say Israel and Hamas are inching toward a ceasefire deal. Egypt and Qatar have resumed their mediation efforts. Jill Biden has closed the book on her teaching career. She says she taught her final class at Northern Virginia Community College last week. This is ABC News.